Kevin Mallon and his Toronto Chamber Orchestra. And as we were saying earlier in the program, really not a day goes by where we don't play something from the maestro's output over the years. And we're so happy to have him with us here this afternoon. It is the Oasis on the New Classical FM. Mark Wigmore with you at the bottom of the clock on a Tuesday. Cue the music. Symphony in the Barn is back. Year 26 at the Gray Owen Sound County location, Glen Colton Farms in Durham, Ontario, northwest of the city. It's a three-day summer festival running July 30th through August 1st, and this year celebrating Beethoven 251, the composer's 251st birthday, with all five piano concerti. This is a live, in-person event. You heard us right. The festival has been a classical music lover's feast of sound since 1995, including music, art, and food. Farm to Table founder Michael Schmidt and co-artistic director Kevin Mallon will conduct a 14-piece orchestra complete with a wonderful group of soloists. Kevin Mallon is here with us this afternoon. He is artistic director with the Aradia Ensemble, music director with the Toronto Chamber Orchestra. He was with Tafel Music here in Toronto as a core violinist for many years, leading the 13 Strings Chamber Orchestra as well. He has led ensembles in the Ukraine, Ireland, and toured the world with his talents. He is associated with over 50 major recordings, including multiple Juno Award nominations. Kevin Mallon, it's been a long time coming. Welcome to the Oasis.
Hello, it's so nice to be here. I listen to your show all the time.
We listen to you all the time. I think that's more importantly.
I really appreciate that you play my music on CD. You know, it's like you put all this stuff kind of into the world. You don't know where they go. And then I listen to your show, then you play something from the past. And it makes me so happy. It brings me back to that very moment when we recorded that.
And I know you have, I think it's 50 plus recordings in your career. So
yeah.
We are the benefactors here. You know, you seem like you always have a lot on your plate. I mean, I look at your CV from over the decades and it's astounding. Why Symphony in the Barn? What was it about this venue and this organization that made it special to you that you wanted to be a part of it?
Well, I'll tell you the truth about this, is that during this entire lockdown, I have had the most glorious year of my life where I have lived and worked on this farm.
Wow.
Which hosts the Symphony in the Barn Open Air Festival. And I have been able to be in that bubble on the farm, working, living there. And of course, it's hard in the winter to do the sort of farm work. But then it comes into the summer and you're this glorious fields and pastoral setting. As I was there, I started to wear the Symphony in the Barn hat and was made co-artistic director. And we've been working for months and months to try to get this festival to open and be there and be COVID friendly and have a COVID officer. And it looks like all the opening up now of Ontario, we're going to hit it just right, that we can have gatherings at open air.
Tell us a little bit about the grounds. I mean, you painted a bit of a picture for us. When people come to take in a day of music or the whole festival at Glen Colton Farms, what does it look like for people who attend?
There's a very big personality called Michael Schmidt who runs that farm. And part of one of his hats is that the farm should be agriculture. So that it's a biodynamic farm, working farm, but that culture is a part of that. And then part of that vision of culture is to have this festival, which he has had for 30 years. And if you are doing music on that farm, you're grounded somehow in the earth, and you can feel an inspiration just from being part of that. It's idyllic. It's open air. The audience sits in a pasture. And this year, we're going to respect everybody's sort of COVID wishes. People are going to sit in little bubbles all over the field and just enjoy three open-air concerts.
Let's talk about those concerts. Beethoven, we went from 250 to 251 this year.
That's right.
And all five piano concerti, and you're breaking it up into three performances. You have an encore performance on Friday night as well, jazz encore on Saturday night. What do we experience if we're there the whole weekend and we track all five of these concertos?
The reason we're doing all five piano concertos is that that was supposed to happen last year.
Of course.
We have a spectrum of extraordinary pianists from young to old. I shouldn't say old, older.
Right.
Sonny Ritter is this 12-year-old genius. She is playing the first concerto. And she played for us last year, and she is remarkable. She is one of those kids that you go, oh, my God, I'm glad that I worked with her now, because in 30 years, she's going to be like a superstar.
Right. It's like a young Jan Lachesky or something. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. The second concerto is Katarina Kubalik, the famous Czech-Canadian pianist Anton Kubalik, his daughter. She is making a fabulous career in the UK, so she's coming back. Third concerto is Richard Herriot, an iconic Canadian pianist. Number four is Kati Gleiser, who is an international pianist and now living up in that area as my co-artistic director. And then another fine Canadian pianist who lives in the States, Francine Kay. She's coming home. So we have this amazing roster. Conducting duties are shared between myself and Michael Schmidt, who, of course, is a farmer and also a conductor. As you said, we have three concerts, and then on the Friday night, we have a wonderful concert master called Emmanuel Vukovic, who is based in Montreal, but actually played in the very first Symphony in the Barn, I think, in 2001.
Wow.
But he's coming back, and he's also doing a sort of encore late night.
I did see it's like 10:30 or something, which is pretty...
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of
so
fun.
After the first concert finished, then we have that. He's playing some solo Bach. The Saturday night, we have Michael Lewis Johnson, who has a huge connection to the farm and has played here many times. And then on the Sunday, we don't have any public encore production, but in the afternoon, Symphony in the Barn has bought a beautiful church in Hanover, the old Baptist church, and we're doing a chamber music concert there. And that's the first time that concert will be, that church will be inaugurated.
It's been called the Saugeen Academy, and that'll be happening
right.
Sunday, August 1st.
And as you said, we're on the tightrope. We don't know if that festival's going to happen, but I think the timing is perfect. We're opening up, and I think it's going to be a perfect time then to have the festival.
Yeah, this did feel a little exotic given my day-to-day coverage of the arts. I thought, wow, this is exciting that this is actually going to go forward. And of course, we're all crossing our fingers. If you're just joining us, a name we mention almost daily here on the program, Kevin Mallon is with us, the maestro with the Aradia Ensemble, 13 strings, the Toronto Chamber Orchestra, an incredible career. He's also co-artistic director of Symphony in the Barn at Glen Colton Farms in Durham, Ontario. And this summer festival is in person, as we were just mentioning, running July 30th through August 1st. And this year, celebrating Beethoven 250 and 251 with all five piano concerti, and symphonyinthebarn.com for tickets. We'll give that to you again in a few moments. I'll touch on it again. I know you've made mention of it, but you do have these, what they're calling distancing pasture crop circles that they're using this year, and food delivery options.
Yes, the food is going to be delivered to their seats.
Yep.
I'm really hoping that we can get, doesn't have to be girls, but you remember in the movies used to have cigarette girls who came around with a little tray?
How can I forget? Yeah, of course.
And I want cigarette girls and boys to be delivering the food to their seats. And I hope we can get little trays like that. I think that would be really cute. So then what that means is the audience doesn't have to intermingle, but they can get coffee and tea and snacks to their little crop circle.
I'd be remiss, you know, on this day if, since I have you here, Kevin Mallon, if we didn't talk briefly about Jean Lemon, who passed away over the weekend, just a towering figure in Canadian classical music. Maybe you'd like to say a few words about Jean.
Well, I played with Tafel Music for 10 years, and Jean was the concertmaster leader of that whole organization. A towering musical leader, somebody that I took great inspiration in, this ability to be this dynamic figure and Tavern Music, the concerts we did over 10 years, it felt like this wild machine, you know, a beautiful, like, wild animal who was just playing this music for all our lives depended on. She was a towering influence behind Tafel Music, brought that from just a small organization to the international stage. Many fine recordings, of which, you know, her recordings of Vivaldi Four Seasons, the Bach Violin Concertos, the Bach Brandenburgs, so many where we can see her as a soloist. Then lots of repertoire. I thought the Italian Concerto Grosso repertoire was like greatest. You know, she retired not that long ago, a beautiful career. It's tragic. It breaks my heart to even talk about it. But thank you for giving me the opportunity to just say how much I admired her. And thankfully now in Trinity St. Paul, they had already named the inside the sanctuary as the Jean Lemon Hall. And it's a beautiful, beautiful hall now, Tafel Music play in. And I hope that it means that people will continue to support the orchestra as they move into the next manifestation. But we have all the recordings. You know, it's a legacy.
It is. She lives on that way.
Every single one you put them on. And I know, I think, oh my God, that's Tafel Music.
Yeah.
Hopefully some of the many recordings that I made with them, because I don't necessarily count that among my own discography. When you say I made 50 CDs, those are the ones that I directed. But, you know, I was there for all those great years making Sony recordings and with Gene or with different conductors. And this was an extraordinary musical experience. So I hope she goes to a great place. I hope that her spirit stays alive with us and even in our memories or in her music on recordings. And thank you for asking me about it.
Beautifully said. We want to remind people again, Symphony in the Barn 2021, July 30th through August 1st. Very special. All five Beethoven piano concerti. Several other wonderful performances as well. It is at Glen Colton Farms in Durham, Ontario. And for more information and tickets, you can visit symphonyinthebarn.com. That'll take you to the ticket site. You can purchase tickets there through the Eventbrite as well. Kevin, just a real pleasure to have you here this afternoon.
Yeah, likewise. As you say, it's been a long time, but seems like we have a warm rapport here. So many more conversations to go, I hope.